Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Beis. Let's start a new world. The last Masechta here in Seder Nashim, Kiddushin being the last Masechta here. And there is much to talk about. Again, a lot of topics that we have touched on over the past couple of months in Gittin will come up again, as we have learned a number of times in Masechas Gittin, Iskesh Havaya Liyetzia. We compare Gittin and Kiddushin regarding various halachas, and we will do that again, Bezaz Hashem, over the next couple of months. As we know, we touched on already in Masechas Gittin, there is a major machlokas whether Kiddushin is a mitzvah or not. Right? That is the introductory sugya to Masechas Kiddushin, probably to Masechas Ksubis as well. And that is, we know, Puravu is a mitzvah. That's mitzvah number one in the Torah. Puravu, only three mitzvahs in all of Sefer Bereishis, Puravu, Bris Mila, and Gid Hanasha. But Puravu is for sure a mitzvah asei d'oraisa. What are the details of those mitzvahs? We discussed it a little bit back in Gittin, Daf Mem Aleph, when we discussed about a chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, do we force the master to free so he can fulfill the mitzvah of Puravu of Lashavas Yitzara? But that is for sure. Puravu is a mitzvah d'araisa, and we paskin to have a boy and a girl, and the mitzvah d'rabbanan of Lashavas to have as many children as one has. But the question is, what about marriage? Is that a mitzvah d'oraisa, or is that just a preparatory stage for the mitzvah of Puravu? So this is out of the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush, the Rambam and others. The Rambam writes clearly in a number of times, besides in Sefer HaMitzvahs, where he counts Ki'ikach as a mitzvah asei d'oraisa, the Rambam quotes at the beginning of Hilchas Ishus, Kodem Matan Torah, or even in the Koteret, the title, number one, Aleph Lisa Isha B'Ksuba V'Kiddushin. It's clear. To get married, Lisa, which is interesting, Lisa is Nisuin. Is Nisuin the mitzvah or is Kiddushin the mitzvah? But the Rambam says, Lisa Isha B'Ksuba V'Kiddushin, which is a unique formulation. Ksuba is Ksuba D'Araisa, is Ksuba D'Rabbanan. The Rambam seems to paskin that Ksuba is D'Rabbanan, a sugya from Masechas Ksubis, but he puts Ksuba into the formulation in the Koteret, which seems to say that even if details are D'Rabbanan, there is an idea of Ksuba that affects the D'Araisa relationship as well. That's the Rambam. Something about marriage is D'Araisa. Lisa, Isha, the process, B'Ksuba, V'Kiddushin. And the Rambam starts off, Kodem Atan Torah, Haya Adam Pogea Isha Bashuk, Imratza Hu Vihi Lisosa, before Matan Torah. If a man and a woman decided they wanted to get married, Machnisa Lebesa Ubala Beino Levein Atzmo, Vitiya Lola Isha. They decided to get married and they started living together and they were married. That was it. Only what we might call Nisuin. Kivan Shenitna Torah, Nitztavu Yisrael. But once the Torah was given, we can't do that anymore. We first have to create a context. We first have to create the formal relationship and then be able to live together. Shem Yirtza Ha'ish Lisa Isha, Yikna Osa Tchila Bifnei Edim, V'yachar Kach Tielo Isha, Shene'emar Ki Kach Ish Isha Uva Eleha. First the Kicha, first the Kiddushin, and then the Bia, and then the Nisuin. V'likuchin Elu Mitzvahs Asei Shal Torah Haim. This taking is a mitzvah asei d'oraisa, and then he gets into the three drachim, which Beis Hashem will talk about in the Mishnah. So that's a perek Aleph. In perek Gimel, the Rambam has an application of this idea. Since getting married is a mitzvah, the brachos that we say before marriage are birchos ha-mitzvah. And the Rambam says, k'derach shemivarchin akol ha-mitzvos. The Rambam says at the end of perek Gimel, kolam akadish isha bein aydei atzmo bein aydei shliach tzarach levarich kodem akidushin hu oshlucho v'achar kach makadish, and then do kiddushin, and the Rambam adds kederech shemevarchin kodem kolam mitzvos. That's the Rambam. The Rambam is clear. It is a mitzvah. It's birchas a mitzvah, etc. The Rush has the other sheet. The Rush says no. Puravu is the only mitzvah. Getting married is a preparatory stage of the mitzvah. And let's say somebody has a pilegesh, says the Rush. This is the Rush in the beginning of Ksubis, in the first parak. Let's say somebody has a pilegesh, then maybe they can fulfill the mitzvah of Puravu even without. Remember, we even had the machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish in Masechas Yevamos, whether if somebody has children before they're Jewish, and then they convert, are they considered to have fulfilled the mitzvah? Do we say that, well, iti lamaisa has children? Or no? So there, again, you fulfilled the mitzvah even before you were obligated in anything. So the Rush says there is a mitzvah puravu, there is no mitzvah of marriage, and that's why the Rush says the brachos that we say before marriage don't look like run-of-the-mill birchas ha-mitzvos. V'tzivanu l'ara yos vasalans arusos. Why don't we just say, asher k'neshanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu l'kadish ha-isha? You know why we don't say that, says the Rosh? Because this is not a birchas ha-mitzvah. It's a birchas shevach v'hoda'ah. And that, you know why? Because there is no mitzvah. the mitzvah is only the mitzvah of Puravu, only later. So the Rush is also smooth, clear. The problem is, what about the Rambam? According to the Rambam, why don't you say a regular Birchas HaMitzvah? So the answer is because this isn't a regular mitzvah. This is a unique type of mitzvah which has to do with the status change on a unique area of halacha. We talk about the Isurim, we talk about the Matirim. So it's a unique area, and that's why the Rambam would say it's a unique type of Birchas HaMitzvah. There are some Rishonim that have a middle approach. The Ritva, for example, the Ritva in Ksubis, on Daf Zion, where the sugya is discussed, the Birchas Kiddushin and Birchas Nisuin, the Ritva says, it is fundamentally, I agree with the Rambam, it is a mitzvah, but it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. So he's trying to have both sides. It is a mitzvah, I want to say that marriage is a mitzvah, says the Ritva, but it doesn't look like a Birchas HaMitzvah, it doesn't smell like a Birchas HaMitzvah, so it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. And therefore, the Ritva says, I have to explain why there is no Birchas HaMitzvah. He could just answer because it's not a mitzvah. He does not answer that. The Ritva here on Daf Zayin Amabez, he quotes the Rambam, who says you have to make a bracha over Lasi Yasan, and if you got married and you didn't make a bracha, lo yivarech acher kiddushin, says the Ritva v'lav milsahi. Tahasam, I don't think that's true. Tahasam hi beberchas hamitzvos. Shetzorach lahakdim bracha lamaisa. Vizu ain't a berchas hamitzvah klal. Says the Ritva, this is not a berchas hamitzvah. So you could even make it la'achar akidushin. Like most shevach vahodazar. V'ilu haisa berchas hamitzvah hayilana lomar asher kiddushata bibisosa v'sivanu ala kiddushin. You should have just said a straight berchas hamitzvah. V'lo hayilana lomar v'sivanu ala rayos. Kihichan masinu bracha ala iser. With a couple of other questions he throws in, and he says, Al karchach, bracha zu eina ela kein kiddush. It's like kiddush. Al masha kiddashnu, al kadosh baruch hu, yoser mishara umos, be'inyin piri verivya. So then the Ritva says, so you're asking me, so why isn't there a berchas mitzvah here? Right, so the Rambam has to say why there is a super berchas mitzvah. It is a berchas mitzvah, but it's just super. But the Ritva would say, why isn't there a berchas mitzvah on kiddushin? So the Ritva has a couple of answers. Number one, he says v'yesh lasi is tam l'divrayhem. Yesh lishol tam. I'm sorry. Lama ein mevarchin berchas mitzvah la kiddushin. So he quotes the Ramban. Number one, ein asiyasa gemar malachta. So we have the Gemara Menachas Membeis. You only make a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah. Right, when you blow the shofar, not when you cut the shofar off of the ram. When you sit in the sukkah, not when you build the sukkah. When I fix the mezuzah to my door. The Gemara says, earlier stages of mitzvahs do not get a bracha. So here it's a mitzvah, but it's not the final stage of the mitzvah. Vizu eina nigmeres ela bechuppah. Chuppah, now we do it at the same time. But in the days of the Talmud, it was done with separate 12 months in between. V'yafilu kidesh b'shach ha'chupa. And even though b'zman hazeh says, Ritva, you do it at the same time. Eino b'din shiyu maskinin bracha lazu v'lo lazu. D'lechzi mili d'rabana kechucha. Looks like a joke. This marriage gets a bracha, this one doesn't get a bracha. So the Ritva says, because kiddushin can be done separate, then isuin. That's why the Rabbana did not institute a bracha. That's what he quotes from the Ramban. Then he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, who says a different answer, and that is, it's Tali B'das Acherim. Another rule why sometimes we don't make brachos on mitzvos, we don't make a bracha on staka, or kibud avaim, or other mitzvos that have to do with others. Some say, the Ravid says, it is a bracha of the mitzvah, but you just flip it till after the Kiddushin, because you might say no. The Ritva says, no, you don't make a berchas mitzvah. It has to do with others. Ritva, in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah. So there are other answers given to this question, but this is the issue that we will come back to again and again. There are Gemaras throughout Shas on both sides of the issue, the Rambam, the Rush, the Ritva in the middle. Just one final point, and then we'll get started, and that is the language that we use. The Shita Mekubetzes in Ksubas already asked this question, why in the bracha that we make of Kiddushin, we make the bracha of the opposite order. V'sivanu arayz oslanu tzarusas v'asalanu sanesu oslanu ayidei chupa v'kiddushin. Baruch Hashem v'kadesh amoy Yisrael ayidei chupa v'kiddushin. Shouldn't it be Kiddushin v'chupa? Isn't that the order? Why do we say chupa v'kiddushin? So there are different answers given in the Shita Mekubetzes. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik suggests, based on the Rambam that we just read, chupa was first historically. Before Maamad Har Sinai, there was chupa. Kiddushin only came afterwards, so maybe that's why we say chupa v'kiddushin, because that is how we have it. Okay, so that gets us, by way of introduction, into our Masechta of Maseches Kiddushin. So says the Gemara. Ha'isha nikneis b'shalosh drachim. Says the Mishnah. A woman is nikneis b'shalosh drachim. What does nikneis mean? Nikneis does not mean acquired. A man does not acquire a man. Kinyan is used in a woman. Kinyan is always used in the form of status change. Right? When we buy something, then the item, the status has changed. Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu, we say it Friday night, is Kone Shemayim Va'aretz. He didn't buy the world. Kone Shemayim Va'aretz means there is a relationship. There is a status. He is the owner. He is the Bailim. He is the Balabayas of the world. He was Kone Shemayim Va'aretz. It's the woman's status that changes in a marriage. Technically, because a woman cannot be married to two men. And the man can, Mida Araisa, she becomes an Ashes Ish. So that's why it's formulated as Ha'isha Nikneis. Isha Nikneis B'Shalosh Drachim. There are three ways that a woman is nikneis, v'kones atzma v'shtei drachim, and she can gain her freedom. V'shtei drachim in two ways, nikneis, b'kesef, b'shtar, u'bebiya. She can be nikneis, she can be married three ways, kesef, shtar, and biya, and we will have to talk about each one. But even just first, all three together. There's an amazing Balat Urim, which should be more famous. We'll try to mention it now. On the pasuk in Yisro, v'o'eso eschem al kanfeinu sharim, I will carry you on wings of eagles, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Va'avi eschem eloi. You saw I took you out of Mitzrayim, I'm going to continue to have you. Says the Balat Urim, right in the tour. Va'avi eschem eloi. Ma isha nikneis bekesef bishtar ubebiya. Just like there are three ways that isha is nikneis. Af Yisrael kain. So too we were nikneis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with kesef, shtar, and biya. Kesef zubizas Mitzrayim. Right, we got the Biza Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Bishtar Zua Torah. Shenemar, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Mo Rasha. Kilas Yaakov, the Gemara says that the great Mo Rasha, Ela Mo Rasa. That is number two. Bibia Zeu Shenemar. So what pasuk is he quote? He's gonna quote some pasuk in Navi, he quotes the pasuk in Yechezkel. Vo'efros Kanfai Alecha. Right, that's why it's on this pasuk. And Vo'avo Bivris itach va'avo from the word bia. Lochein amar Hoshea shalosh pa'amim. That's what we say every morning. We put on our tefillin. Ve'erastichli. We say three ve'erastichs because the three ways that we were nicknamed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kesef, shtar, and bia. Va'avi begematria bia. So that's the Balat Urim. We were nicknamed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on all the different ways that to create a marriage, kesef, shtar, and bia. If you look also in the Biure Chasidus L'shas, we mentioned this once in Masechta, Biure Chasidus L'shas, they quote right at the beginning, Shlosha Mine Geulos Heim. There are three types of Geula that we have. Geulas Mitzrayim, Geulas Bavel, the Geula Ha'asido Ha'achrona. She'ena Chareha Golos Yoser V'ti Nesuim. There are three types of Geulos. Ma'she'en Ke'ena Geulos HaKodmos Ha'yirak Be'bechinas Erisin. The earlier geulos that we had, Hashem married us, but not fully, not eternally. Only geula hasida, it will be eternal. V'zeo she'amru ha'isha, zukneses Yisrael, like the Balat Urim said. Nikneis, l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, b'kesef, zegulas Mitzrayim, like he just said, geulas rechush gadol, bizas shtar, zegulas bavel. She'nasa yidei shtar b'achrazas koresh. The document that Koresh allowed us, he announced that we could build the second base of Migdash. V'gam b'michtav lemar, yiyu el akav imo v'yal Yerushalayim, u'bibiya remez l'gula hasidim meher v'yameinu, and then there'll be nisuin she'ein achareha, ein achareha galus. So, kesef shtar and biya, that is the agadata. Again, a lot of mefarshim discuss the symbolism of these three connecting to Am Yisrael. Okay, let's continue now with the halachic issues of the first line. So, nikneis bekesef bishtar bebiya. Three. So, again, a famous Rambam that we discussed back in Meseches Gittin on the word kesef. Let's focus on each one. Kenyan kesef. So if you read the Gemara, Pashas doesn't seem like kesef is on a different level than any of the other Darkei HaKiddushin. It's the first one even listed. That's the one we do bizman hazeh. Kesef. And even in Shavu Kesef we use. There is no difference halachically. But, as we know, back in Gittin, Rashi quoted his Rebbeim. The Rabos of Shal Rashi, he quoted back in the beginning. We had it back on Daf Lamin Gimel, Daf Ayin Gimel, the Sugya of Afkeinu Rabbanan LeKiddushin Minei. Rashi quotes that maybe Kiddushe Kesef, the Gemara seems to say, is different. there. Why afkeinu, uprooting a marriage, can work easier by kedushei kesef than by the others. Why? So Rashi quotes his Rebbeim, because kedushei kesef are derabanan. They're rabbinic. They're rabbinic. That's what he says. And that is one girsa that we have in the Rambam. Right, not really, but one gear so that we might have in the Rambam. The Rambam's Lashon is Midivrei Sofrim. Midivrei Sofrim is always a mysterious Lashon. Most of the time, Midivrei Sofrim means Doraisa, learned out from Drashas Chazal, learned out from Midosh HaTorah Nidreshes Bahen. That's the Rambam's Lashon in Perak Aleph Halacha Beis of Ilchas Ishus, Bibiya Ubishtar Min HaTorah, Ubikesef Midivrei Sofrim. And we the Ravid there says, Amar Avram Zeshibush. Right, Upirish Meshubashitehu. It's a big mistake, says the Ravid. The Ravid doesn't say what exactly, but Pashas is on this line. How could you say Kesef is different? Kesef Sharm B is learned out from Xer Shava that Beth Hashem will have in a couple of lines in the Gemara. So what does that mean? So we mentioned the Kesef Vishak, of course, the other Gersa of the Rambam, Shlashtim in HaTorah, that we had the earlier Gersos, but that is Kesef. And even if, though, one holds, like that Rabosav Sharashi, where Rashi vehemently argues on his Rebbeim, even if that's true, nobody's going to say that a woman is only an Eishes is Durabanan Bismanaseh. Right, it's Daraisa. Sometimes there are mechanisms that are Durabanan that it could achieve Daraisa context. Like we know even Chalipin. Chalipin is learned out from a Pasuk in Rus. That's the source of it. What, you're going to tell me Chalipin is only Durabanan? The source might be Durabanan. But once it's accepted, Situmta, right, handshakes. Doesn't say that anywhere in the Torah, but once something is accepted, that could be even on a Daraisa level. So that's Kesef, number one. Bishtar. So Kiddushi Shtar. What does Kiddushi Shtar mean? We don't do that, Bizmanazeh. What does one do? So if you look on the third skinny line in Rashi, by the way, Rashi, we have all the gamut of Rishonim on Misachas Kiddushin and more. We have the normal Rashi, Tosfos, Rashba, Ritva, everybody, and we have the Shita Lo No De La Mi, which is an anonymous Rishon. We have a compilation of the Yad Rama that's already put together on Kiddushin. We have all the Baruch Hashem, all of the Rishonim. So Rashi here says, first Rashi here that we'll do together. Third skinny line. Shtar, Kosev La Al HaNiyar. Shtar, he writes on a Niyar, on paper, Af Al Pi She'eno Shaveh Pruta, even though the paper is not worth a shava pruta. Hare at mekudeshes li. You are sanctified. He gives her a shtar, just like by get, he gives her a get. So too by shtar, he gives her a document that says, you are married to me. Meaning instead of saying, hare at mekudeshes li betabazu, as we're familiar with, he gives her a shtar that says, hare at mekudeshes li. The shaila is, do you need an amira by shtar? The shtar says, hare at mekudeshes li. Do you have to say anything? We'll talk about Amira, Bikidushin, Pashas, you need. You can't just give a woman money without saying anything. You need an Amira, or maybe if you're talking about marriage right beforehand, right, as we'll talk about, Asukin Boso Inyan, but do you need an Amira? So Rashi, clearly here omits the Amira. Because first he says, on the first two skinny lines, you give her Kesef, the Omer La, Hare Amukadesh Asli, and then he says, Shtar, you write it without saying it, and that's the Rambam also. The Rambam clearly in Hilchas Ishus, in the beginning of Paragimel, also omits the Amira when it comes to Kiddushei Shtar. Again, this is one of the major issues. We will touch on the two issues. Number one, what we just alluded to before, the connection between Kiddushin and Gittin, and the other issue is the Darkei Kiddushin within themselves. The connections between Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, what's called Iskish Havayos Lahadadi, are there halachic differences between them? And if there are, do those reflect major differences in avenues of marriage? Or we minimize the differences. So you have to look at the halachic differences. So here in Amira, Rashi and the Rambam both say, Pashas, that there is no Amira when it comes to Kiddushei Shtar. In the first halacha, Paragimo, Hariyam Ugudet, when you Kiddushei Kesef, you have to have an Amira. Right, you give it, Omer La, Hariyam Ugudet, Shizli, Armer, Resizli, Ari, Lisha, Vechulu, and Vim Kidesh Pishtar, Kosev La, Niyar, La, Cheres, La, Allah, the Ach Kodav Shayirza, you write on it Hareya Mukudeshesli. Vinosola Bifnaidim. Doesn't say anything about Amira. There are some that suggest an Amira. If you look in Rashi on the Rif, which is not real Rashi, Rashi on the Rif does mention an Amira. The Meiri here quotes both opinions. The Meiri here, back on the beginning of Kiddushin, he quotes the two ideas regarding Kiddushei Shtar. Ra'isi Wachme Hahar. Right, remember he has a nickname for all of the Rishonim. Shekasvu, she'enot tzarech lomer laklum. You don't have to say anything. He says, Sha'arei mashet tzarech lomar la katuv hu b'shtar. What do you ever need an amira for, says the Ritva, says the Meiri, to make it clear what you're doing. But here, it says what you're doing in the shtar. So you don't have to say anything. It's clearly written. Buy money. Money can be used for anything. Mibnei shakesef adum adam asui litno ola halvoso o liknospo. You could use money to buy, to sell, to give as a present. So therefore, the imenu mafarish b'nisinaso shalashem kiddushin unosnam ein b'mashlo nisinaso l'inyin sham kiddushin klau. Masha'enke, when it comes to shtar, it's clear. Ah, so what would be the other pshat? If it's so clear, why would anyone say that you need to say it? Because you might say, because it's parallel to the other Dark Kedushin, it's parallel to Kesef. There's something beyond being clear when it comes to marriage. Right? Not only being clear, but explicating and making it clear for the Edim as well that are watching the marriage. So again, that is the Meiri 2 days. And again, if you require it, then you have to say it's something more than just being clear.
Could be a downside if he says Alidei Shtar Zo, and it's not Shtar Zo.
It could be Shtar Zo, but let's get to the next point in a minute. Does the shtar, the Rashi says, Beferish, it is not worth a Shavapruta, right? That is what Rashi says here. If you look in the Ran, mention this now because you just brought it up. If you look in the Ran, the first page of the Ran, here in Kiddushin, the Ran, first on the Rif. The Rif quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi quotes the Yerushalmi here at the beginning of Kiddushin. Hadad etema bishtar she'ein bo Shavapruta. Aval yesh bo Shavapruta kesefu. That's the language of the Yerushalmi. Explains the Ran what's the Rif talking about. He quotes a couple of possibilities which he does not like. And then he says, maybe the Yerushalmi is telling you to always have a backup. A backup, you know, just in case. Even though, meaning, if there's something wrong with this Shtar Kiddushin, let's say it was not written Lishma, it will still function as Kiddushe Kesef. That's what the Ron, but oh, nearly, shekasu lalameh lemakadish bishtar upasal midishtar, ko shenechlef shalol lishma, shimushava pruta mahani bidin kesef, to be kiddushi shtar datayu nami aniyar. The Ron is saying something mechudash. If I give a shtar, who says I'm thinking about the value of the shtar? The shtar is only important for what's written in it. Says the Yerushalmi quoted here in the Rif, no, you could always have a backup. And therefore, as long as the shtar is worth shava pruta, then it could be used as a backup automatically, even if I didn't say that. And finally, so we spoke about Kesef, we could talk about Shtar, and finally we could speak about Bia. Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. Bia, as we'll see, we don't do Bizman Hazeh anymore, already in the days of the Gemara. They stopped doing it. Rav used to give Malkus for anyone who did Kiddushe Bia, but conceptually, why is it listed last here in the Mishnah? Why is it listed last? So the Ritva says, now the Ritva in Kiddushin, we had the Ritva in Ksubis before. V'hai dakt aktim elakesef ishtar mekame bia. Why? L'madan afgalei bia mi uba ala niket sidura dekra. There is a question, which pasuk is the source for Kiddushin bia, as we'll see. If you say it's the pasuk uba ala, so that's because it's the last one in the pasuk. V'afilu l'madan afga kesef mi v'yatza chinam main kasef. Even if you say kesef is a later source, hainu l'meimer de Kiddushin av Chave, Abel Iker Kedusha Kesef Miki Yikachu. Okay, but then he quotes another one. Igal Meimar Da Aktim Tana Labiste Kesef Vishtar Mika Mibia Mishum Dahani Urcha Demilse Tfei. Because those are more common. V'lo Od El Sha Asur LaKadosh B'Bia, as we just said, Bia is put the last on the list because even in the days of Rebbe, he was alluding to this idea. Is there an Amira when it comes to Bia? Spoke about there's an Amira when it comes to Kiddush, to Shtar. Is there an Amira? So again, look in Rashi. Rashi here, quotes, Bibiya ba'aleha va'amar, his kashili bibiya zu. It's not a bracha. Not a bracha, so even if it's an amakom where you can't make a bracha, his kashili bibiya zu. He has that Amira as well. Okay, let's continue. We did two lines. Baruch Hashem. Says the Gemara, Bekasef. Bekesef, so how does Kesef work? Oh, I forgot. Let's just do the next line, then I'll come back. Bekesef, Beishamai Omrim, Bedinar Ubashava Dinar. Beishamai says you have to use a little more money than is Beisilel, Dinar or Shava Dinar, Ubeisilel Omrim, Bepruta, Ube Shava Pruta. Accuse a Pruta or a Shava Pruta. Good. Vekame hi Pruta, how much is a Pruta? Achad Mishmona, Beisar Italki, 1/8 of an Italian Isar, period. There is a question, We skipped a Rashi. Going back to the first line. Haisha niknes labaila. What's Rashi saying by the first word in this Masechta? Well, who else would a woman be niknet to? Haisha niknes labaila. What is that trying to tell me? So a number of the achronim suggest that when it comes to kiddushin, right, this is suggested by the Ksav Sofer and others quoted here in the Biurei Adaf, he quotes, maybe Rashi is coming to tell me that kinyan in this lashon, in this context, as we said, is not normal kinyan as we know in other areas of halacha. Shebalad va'er bazeh, she'ein medubar kan b'kinyan kmo kinyan mamon sha'isha niknes, she'kinyan ishus eino kinyan v'schus mamon sha'labal b'isha, v'ha'kinyan hurak libaila, klomar laheter labaila ula iser al kol ha'olam. Haisha niknes labaila. She's not niknes. She to the husband, meaning she has a relationship to the husband now, and she's a surah to the whole world. And that's what the kiddushin does. It asks her to the world. We even quoted, if you remember, in the past, Ksubas Daf Zayin in the sugis of kiddushin, there are some days in the Rishonim. It's the minority, but there are some days in the Rishonim that after kiddushin, the woman is a surah to her husband, even on a daraisa level, and not till after nisuin. Meaning we'll have that on a base. Asar kuli amlek hektish. But it could be even daraisa. Pashas is drabanan. But we see that the kinyan is a unique type of kinyan. It's not a kinyan mamon, and maybe that's what Rashi is emphasizing by the first word in the Masechta. Haisha niknes le baila. Okay, so how much we paskin pruta or a shava pruta? That is what has to be given. If you look in the sma and the and others, the sma in simin. Pei Ches. Sma in Choshe Mishpat. In Choshe Mishpat Aleph. Simin Pei Ches. The Sma quotes that the Bizman Hazeh, it could be that the amount could be different. I mean, we use a ring. As we know, the ring, the wedding ring that we use, generally does not have any stones in it. It shouldn't. The Masada Kedushin, you set the engagement ring, which doesn't really have so much halakha significance anyway, whatever you want. But we want to make the value of the ring clear, and therefore we use the ring, but it's worth more than a Shavapruta. If you look in the Sma, one of the great Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Simin Peches, Sif Beis, the Sma says, well, maybe Bizman Hazeh, how much could you buy for a pruta? How much hana are you really giving the woman? So says the Sma, he says, he quotes this in the context of Taina, but he also says, maybe, Bizmanenu, Lofiza Bizmanenu, De'en Yechon Leknos Bepruta, Kiyem Ma'at Mize'er, Minadin, Havile Lamemar, De'en Kidusha Isha Shagi Bepruta, Velo Bepidyon Aben Bishne Zehuvim, Bitsarachim. He says, maybe, you know, in the days of old, maybe you could buy more with just a pruta, the minimum amount. But all of these contexts where we need a certain minimum level, says the Sma, maybe we should need more. And the Shach also discusses this in Uchlas Pidyon Aben. But, you know, you have to go through the postkim. And generally we assume that even so, a pruta is a pruta. And therefore, that's why under the chuppah, the Masada Kedushin says to the Eidim, Shavapruta, you see it's worth a pruta, because even though some Achronim say you can't, we generally give more than a pruta. Pruta is worth anyway. Okay, so that's in terms of Haisha Niknes. There we have Hayivam Avakona Es Atzma. Second half of the Mishnah, Beged Bemisas Abal. The woman acquires herself, basically means she requires her independence, Beget Ubemisas Abal, with a get and with the death of her husband. That's interesting. Do the Mishnah have to tell me that? Vakona Es Atzma? What? Beget, she's Kona herself. That Lashon is even interesting. Does anything actively have to, or Misas Abal, does anything actively have to happen by Misas Abal? Right, that's active or no? There's just no marriage anymore. How much is Gittin or even death in unraveling of the marriage, or just the marriage stops? Right, the Gemara is going to talk about it, and the Rishonim talk about it. What if the marriage ends without death? How does that happen? Elio Anavi. Right, Eishes Elio. Right, he didn't die. So, is she divorced? Is she a widow? Like, what is she? Her husband's not dead, but her husband, right, neither of these. So she was not Kones Atzma. So that we'll have to talk about Hashem later on in the parak. By the way, when I mentioned this parak could be, I don't know exactly, could be the longest parak in Shas. Right, the first parak here, it's 39 blot, right, till we get to the second parak, which is, I mean, everything is jam-packed. The Kedushin is unbelievable. Back on Daf Mem Aleph, 40 blot, that's the perek that we're starting. Later on in the perek, though, we will get to before the Mishnah is about Avadim, we'll get to this discussion about Eliyahu Hanavi. Good. So Koneh Hasma Begedim Misas Abal Hayavama. Now Yavama. What about Yavama? Niknes Bibia. A Yavama, as we know, a man dies without children, his brother has to do Yibam. There's only one way Midah Oraisa to consummate that marriage, and that is with Bia. Right? The Midah Rabbanan, the Rabbanan instituted Mamar as a Kiddushin for Yibam, but that's only Durabanan. But a Yavama nicknames Bibia, she is nicknames Bibia. And again Rashi says, Hayavama nicknames Liyavam. Again, one could ask, what is Rashi adding here? Liyavam. Right, there is another girsa, some Rishonim have in Rashi, Labala. Interesting. What does that mean, Liyavam or Labaila? So that's a question, how much is the Yavam a stand-in for the original husband? Is it a new relationship? The Ksuba is from the first husband. So again, every word in Rashi is jam-packed. Continuing, so Nikri Zabiya Vakonez Atzma Bachalitzo Bemisa Zayavam. And a Yavama or a Chalutza achieves her freedom with Chalitza, Daraisa, or Bemisa Zayavam, or the Yavam dies and there is no other brothers to do Yibam with. Good. Haisha Niknes. So now we'll get to some language. There are some Rishonim that say this first Amud Beis in Maseches Kiddushin was a later add-on. It was because it's going to be a little unusual. The whole Amud Beis here is going to be about linguistic issues in Mishnayos. So some say it was added on right after Ravina and Ravashi by the Savo Raim. Doesn't make a difference for us. The Misora for the past almost 2,000 years is that it's part of Kiddushin Daf Beis, or Kiddushin. We didn't have the Dafim until a couple hundred years ago, but it's part of the first Perek, so we'll treat it as Gemara. We have Rashi on it, and the other Rishonim, but we can just keep that in mind. So Isha Niknes. So Maishna Hachad Tatania Isha Niknes. Umaishna Hasam Tatania Ishmakadesh. Why? When it comes to our Mishnah, it says Haisha Niknes, and in the second parak, it goes to Haish Mekadesh. Why do you focus on the woman here and the man there? Or we're going to get to a couple of answers, a couple of questions. And why here does it use the lashon of Niknes, and over there it uses the lashon of Kiddushin? Why doesn't it say Haisha Miskadeshes? So answers the Gemara. Again, Kesef. Because, you know why it says Niknes here? Because the first on the list is Kesef. The Kesef Minali. And what's the source of Kiddushin Kesef? Is Gerishava. Gamar Kicha Kicha Mistei Afron. We learn Kicha Kicha from Stei Afron when Avram Avinu bought Marasa Machpela. Ksiv Hacha Kikach Ish Isha. V'ksiv Asam Nasadi Kesef Asadeh Kach Mimeni. So you see the Lashon of Kicha. V'kicha Ikrei Kinyin T'ksiv Asadeh Asher Kana Avraham. So you see it's a Kinyin. You want to say Niknes. That's going to be the first source. And that's why it is used here. The Ritva does say it's not a real Gzeir Shava. Gzeir Shava is usually it has the two words in two different contexts. We have a halacha in A, which we move to B. Here, the Ritva says it's more of a Gilui Milsa of what the Lashon of Kicha means here. Ki Yikach, it means. That's what the Ritva says. Don't think this is a, we're not taking a halacha from Kinyanim and applying it here. Says the Ritva, which is maybe important for that Rambam that we mentioned about it's only Drabanan. Says the Ritva, just to read you his Lashon, the Ritva says, Lav Gzeir Shava Mamish, Ta Akicha Dahasam Koya Kesef, Akicha Dahacha Koya Isha, Elagili Milsa Ba'alma, Ukein Yomat Sasim in HaMefurash. Right, okay, so it's more of a Gili Milsa than it is an actual Gzeir Shava. But either way, this is the source. This is the first source. We will have two. Bez Hashem, the first source for Kedusha Kesef, is Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. Inami, or another pasuk where you see the Lashon Kinyan use, Sados Bakesef Yiknu. So you see the issue of Kesef being the language used with the Lashon of Kinyan. I think I quoted in the past an unbelievable line that some ask, you know, what is this? Getting married is like buying a piece of land. That's the source. So the answer, no, I once saw just the opposite. No, our connection to Eretz Yisrael is like a marriage. It goes in the opposite direction. Right? Our kicha kicha mistei Ephron, but that compares buying Maris Mapela, the first piece of land bought in Eretz Yisrael by a Jew, and marriage. So not marriage is like buying a piece of land, but we compare buying a chelik in Eretz Yisrael because we are married to Eretz Yisrael. This is our destiny, and that is That is the message. Good. Tani. Ha'isha, and so that's why the language of niknes is used here. So says the Gemara. So Tani Ha'isha niknes v'nisni hasa. Tani Isha niknes. So t'nisni hasam ha'ish kone. So why don't you say parallel there? So now we just explain why you use lashon niknes here. So why don't you use the lashon of niknes there? Ha'ish kone, beginning of the second parak. V'nisni hasam ish kone. So Gemara says, no, meikara tani lishna daraisa. First, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wanted to parallel the language of the Torah. Ki yikach. And therefore he uses Isha Niknes. Ulubasov Tani Lishad Rabbanan. In the second parak, he wanted to use the language of the rabbis. Well, we call it Kiddushin. So he wanted to use the language of the rabbis. Umay Lishad Rabbanan. Why do the rabbis call this first stage of marriage Kiddushin? To us, right, we should have mentioned this in the Hakdama. We know marriage has two stages. Kiddushin, also called Erisin, and Nisuin, also called Chuppah. Kiddushin is very clear what it is, Kesef Shtar Rubia. Nisuin is very unclear what it is, we'll have to talk about that throughout. But again, this Kiddushin is not engagement. Kiddushin is marriage. After Kiddushin, Rahman al-Aslan, a woman would need a get in order to break the Kiddushin. But the language is, why do we call it Kiddushin? Ma'alisha dirabanan. Why do the Rabbanan use it, call it Kiddushin? Very crucial line. Da aserla akule alma kehektish. Because he is asering her like hektish. Meaning, she is asura, she's asura to the whole world, like hektish. Tosfos. Tosfos says, "V'haria mikudeshes li, klomar lihios li mikudeshes laolam bishvili, right, to be sanctified to me forever." Kamo hare hain mikudashin lashamayim, like someone says, this is mikudash lashamayim. Like somebody's makdish something. Tosfos even says, "Umihu imhaya omer talazu mikudash li a nirish a yoel." You can't say, if you're buying a piece of talis, harizem mukudashli. That doesn't work. Tagabe isha, b'mashed misyachedes lios lo hi ne'eseres lakol. Avo b'kikar v'talis lo shayach l'meimer hachi. You're creating an isser. You're not just creating a relationship. Even though, if I buy this, it's not usser to you. It's mine. But it's not usser, mashenkein, when it comes to kiddushin. But put this on the list we're going to talk about often, Be'ez Hashem, in this Masechta, the parallels between kiddushin and hekdish. Right here, this is the first lashon, usser akuleyama kehekdish. Right, we will have, if you look on Daf Zayin, just in a couple of lines from there, we will have a discussions of, if somebody tries to marry half a woman, does that work? So the Gemara talks about the sugi of Pashta Kiddushin Bakula. If you try to marry half a woman, the Kiddusha spreads to the whole woman. Where do you know that from? You know that from Hektish. If I'm Makdish half an animal, so then it might spread. Right? We will see on Daf Mem Aleph, the Gilyoni Ashas discusses that in the days of old, when they used to marry through a shliach, right? Sometimes you can get married through a shliach. When they finally met their wife, they sometimes got married again and made a bracha again. And he's bothered, why is that? So he says, it's based on hektish. There are sources where my shliach is makdish something, and then when I'm makdish it, I could do it again. Many, the Rush in Nedarim, in the sugi of Yad LeKiddushin, the Rush there discusses Yad LeHektish. Remember, the sugi is of, if I say something that is not exactly clear what I meant, it might be interpreted as A or not. So the Gemara talks about that in the context of Tztaka, in the context of Hefker, in the context of Kiddushin. The Gemara says, Yesh Yad LeKiddushin, O Ein Yad LeKiddushin. Vav Amabez Nedarim. Says the Rush there. You know what the issue is? Well, by Hektish, there is Yad. Is Kiddushin like Hektish? Similar compared? Again, enough, there are many, many contexts. The Sugi's a Toka de Dibor. We know there are four exceptions to Toka de Dibor. As you know, Kiddushin, Gerushin, and Megadef and Avodah Zarah. So what about Hektish? The Rambam discusses whether there's Chazara Toka de Dibor by Hektish. Again, it might be because it's comparison to Kiddushin. But here it is. These five words, right here in the Masechta, are the source for that whole sugya that we compare. The Gemara says, Aser akule alma kehektish. The woman, by miskadeshes, becomes like a davar hektish. So we'll review all of those contexts slower, by the Hashem, when we get into it in future days. So now the Gemara gets into, V'nisti hacha ish kone. So fine, you explain the difference between the verbs, kinyin and kiddushin. But what about man versus woman? why don't you focus here on the man? Because the seifa, where the man dies, you got to talk about the woman herself, so she gains her own independence. So that's why the reisha also focuses on her. Why? Just say makne, ha'ish kone umakne. He is makne to her, her freedom. Mishum de'ika misa sabal. No, because fine, that works by Gershon, but not by his death. De'lav iu kamakni, min shmayahu demakni la. That's a nice lashon, right? Hashem is being makne her, her freedom, when the man dies. And therefore, that's why it focuses on her. V'ibayi seima, or a more lumdish reason. Why does it focus on her here and not him? Itana kone hava amina afilu balkarcha. Wow. There's a hava amina that you could get married balkarcha against her will. What kind of hava amina is that? Why would you ever have thought that? Perhaps just because of gerushin. By gerushin, we know daraisa can be balkarcha, so maybe kiddushin would have thought too. That's a man can get married, so you would have thought a man can get married no matter what, even against her will. So Tana, Ha'isha Nikneis, that's why it focuses, says, Ha'isha Nikneis, a woman, can be Nikne, she also plays a role. Demidaita in, Shalom Midaita lo. Right, the Rashba here says, you might have gotten the opposite impression by having the Lashon Ha'isha Nikneis. She is Nikne no matter what, even against her will. But the Rashba says, no, the focus is the fact that we mention her. We mention her, means that she is playing a role in this marriage as well, and she has to express her das. Period. Even though she expresses her das, we know what role she plays, how active she is in Kiddushin, is an issue, which hopefully we'll talk more about, but if there's time today, if not, in the future. Says the Gemara, first we have to continue. Umay ari datani shalosh, lisni, shlosha. Whoa. So now we're getting into not only the verb, and not only the subject, but the number. Why does it use the Lashon shalosh, nekeva, say shlosha? Because remember, in Hebrew, the hey in numbers is zachar. We should goodbye. Lemisni derech for derech lashon nekeva hu. Because it's going to say derech, and that's why it says shalosh drachim. Derech is nekeva. Dechziv odata lahem es haderech yelchu ba. So you see, derech is ba. Says the Gemara Elohad Tanya b'shiva drachim both kines azav. But in the sugya of the Mishnah in Zav, when we talk about the ways we check for a zav and a zava to wonder if there is a reason why there was an omission. Or there it came out and is really the tumah of ziva. We check by a zav, different rules, men, women. So it says seven ways we check nisni sheva, not shiva. It should say sheva. So Gemara says no. We should the kabay lemisti derech vashkan derech dekri lashon zachar. Derech could also be masculine. Dechziv b'derech echad yisu la'ilecha uveshiva derachim yinusu lefanecha. Right in the by the tochacha. Says the Gemara yachi kashi kray adadi v'kashinami mastisin adadi. So we have a stira. So is derech the keva or is it zachar? So you know why the Rishonim said this lashon. This gemara might have been added by the Savarim. These lashonos don't sound like a run of the mill Talmud Bavli. But we have a stira in psukim and in mishnayos. So the gemara says kroy adadi lokashin. The psukim are not problematic. Hacha debitorah koi. Here in the first pasuk in Shmos, we're talking about the Torah. The Torah ikri lashon nekeva. And the Torah can be feminine. Dechsev Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh. So Tamima is Kenekeva. So Katzav Lavash Nekeva. That's what he says Nekeva. Hasam to be Milchama Koi. But in the Kisava, we're talking about Milchama. De Darko Shalish Lasos Milchama. Ve Darko Shalish Lasos Milchama. Katzav Lavash and Zachar. That's why he uses, based on context. Meaning Derek could be either masculine or feminine, to based on context. That's why the Psukim are explained. What about the Mishnayis? Masisan also. Masisan adadi lokashin. Hacha de lagabe isha kai. Our Mishnah is about the woman. Isha nikne. So katani lablash nekeva. That's why he says nekeva derech. Hasam de lagabe ish kai. And there the Mishnah in Zavim is talking about the man. De darko shal ish li badeg. Ein darko shal isha li badeg. Only a man has serious halachos of checking to see whether there was an excuse why he had an emission, but the woman does not. Why? Because the woman is not checked. Even if it was ba'ones, a woman would be mitame zava. So tani lashon zachar. That's why it says zachar. Period. So we explain why derech is used in different contexts in different ways. Says the Gemara, my time, tani shalosh mishum drachim, nisni dvarim, v'nisni shlosha. Why does it use derech anyway? Just say, ha'isha nikneis b'shalosha dvarim. Three things, three ways. You don't have to even say the word derech and get into the whole controversy. Says the Gemara, no, two answers. Number one, Mishim Tekaboy Lemisne Bia, Ubia Ikri Derech. Bia is one of the Darkei Kiddushin, and we see in Tanakh the word Derech used with Bia. Dechsev Derech Gever Ba'alma, the Derech of a man with a woman, Kein Derech HaIsha Minna Efe. So you see Derech is used with a Maisa Bia. Says the Gemara, Hatenech Bia, Kesev Ishtar, Ma'ika Lameimar. Fine, Bia has a Lashon of Derech Adar, the other two, Mishum Bia. Well, because one of them it fits. Vitani tarti atuchada, what two is pulled along with one? If it only fits by bia, hanachna mit sorech bia ninu. Bia is going to happen anyway, right? Either now or in the next stage. So they're all related to bia anyway. So that is why we could pick a lashon that relates to bia, and the other two are nigrar with that. Ve'ibayis ema, or second answer, why does it focus on derech? Hamani Rabbi Shimon hi. Detani Rabbi Shimon omer. Mibnei ma'am retorik ki ikach ish isha v'loksiv ki tilakach isha la'ish. Why does it focus on the man's activity? The man takes a woman, not the woman being taken by a man. Mibnei shedarko shalish lachazar acha, lachazer acha ala isha. Ve'darko shalisha lachazer acha al isha lachazer al ha'ish. The man is the one that picks up the girl for the date. The man's the one that's chozer after the isha, and not the opposite, and that is why that's the derech of the man is to do this. Mashal lo adam sha'avta lo aveda, mashal to a man who lost something of his, mi chozer al mi, bal aveda lechazer al avidaso. The man goes and finds what he lost, right? What do you mean what he lost? Because as we know, the neshamas of a man and a woman are connected. Beforehand, the Gemara that talks about 40 days before fertilization, what happens, a bosco goes out and says, bas ploni laploni, we had that first daf in Sota, and therefore, it's a lost item. A man and a woman, when they find each other, it should be like, oh, right, I found you. What do you mean I found you? Found means that you found something that was lost. Exactly how Chazal look at it, right? That's what we mentioned. I like to mention the Marsha in the first parking Subas also, right? And that's why there's the Gemara says that Akash Baruch Hu first wanted to create man and woman as one being, then he created them as two beings, then they come together in a marriage. So what do you mean he created one and separate and come together? Because marriage is a balance of two separate individuals, but coming together, but they're really two halves of one coin. But we have to start off separately, so we have our separate strengths and talents and abilities, and then come together, but that's exactly what the Gemara says here. It's of the Aveda, that's the mashal of marriage, is finding an Aveda. And that's what Rashi says. Aveda, achas mitzalosav. He lost one of his ribs. Where's my rib? So when you find the husband and the wife find each other, so that's coming together. She was part of him in the beginning of existence. Okay, there's a lot more here. I was going to talk about that Ron, but we'll get to that Ron again. The Ron and the Darim about the lumdis of what a woman does in Kiddushin. He's very influenced by Gerushin. Even though the Gemara here says that a woman has to express das, right? Midaita in Balkar Chalo. That's a Yesod in Kiddushin, but we will have to leave that Ron to read it aside for another day. Okay, we'll stop here. Baruch Hashem, we had a Haschala in Meseches Kiddushin, and last Mesechta in Seder Nashim, and we will, Baruch Hashem, keep it going.